in every town and place where he himself was going. And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you as lambs in the midst of wolves. Now, there's several things in this passage I just want to highlight. Jesus is sending out 72, right? He's sending out not the apostles. It's presumed that the apostles are staying with him. So these are just 72 normal people, right? These aren't the leaders. These are your average people, like you and me. He's just sending them out. And what we see is Jesus doesn't just send the leaders. He sends everyone, right? He sends everyone. And in this passage, it foreshadows what Jesus is going to do in his commission after he raises from the dead in Acts. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth, right? And so in this, Jesus is sending the normal people, because when he raises again, he's sending all his disciples, right? Live sent. Listen, church, in 2021 and 2022, we stand in the great line of ordinary people sent by Jesus, right? We stand in a great line of the 72 ordinary people sent by Jesus. But we are a people with the greatest news the world has ever heard. We have the power of the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. And we have the love of the Father who knows no bounds, right? And so we dream that the whole world will be caught up in the redemptive adventure of following Jesus. Isn't that awesome? So we live sent. Every Sunday we come here, we worship, we are devoted to one another, we're committed to one another, and then we go and we live sent. And you did this. Let me just say this. Man, I'm so proud to be a part of you. I mean, seriously, to be a pastor here. I got three people and getting up here and sharing the word of God and being open with their life about what he has done. And this is just to scratch the surface of what's going on. I can tell you on behalf of our elder and minister team, man, we are so proud to be a part of this community. So thank you. You follow Jesus. And it's awesome. It's awesome. Jesus calls ordinary people to live sent, right? Now, there's another thing in this observation, this passage. He says, I'm going to send you out like lambs among wolves. Well, to follow Jesus, it's not overly comfortable, right? But it's what you were made for, church. It is not comfortable to follow Jesus, but it is what you were made for. And so, man, we want to see the whole world get caught up in following Jesus. Amen? All right, it goes on. Verse 17, you ready? The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. I love this passage. You don't love this passage? I love it. They're like coming back, man. There's stuff happening through us in your name. And what does Jesus do? He says, yeah, that's cool. No, he doesn't. He says, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Jesus meets them in their joy, does he not? He meets them in their joy. That's what I love about this. Ordinary people trusting an extraordinary God do amazing things, right? He meets them there. Now listen, Jesus is probably alluding to the past in Isaiah 14 or somewhere where Satan is expelled from heaven because of his rebellion. But if you read the verb tense of this, it can also be said, I am seeing Satan. So he's actually saying, as they were doing their ministry, I am seeing Satan fall like lightning from heaven, which means ordinary people following Jesus in his name push back the kingdom of hell. Right? Ordinary people in Jesus' name, living sent, push back the kingdom of hell. And this is just a precursor. See, the kingdom of God is coming, and he will do away with evil. And we can be a part of that. Right? Awesome. Amen. All right, let me remind you of what we've done together in faith. You ready? Yeah, let's do this. Do you remember that when we gathered with brothers and sisters at Eastern, Western, and MSU in our fall retreat? Yeah. We gathered, we heard the word of God, and we went out and we thought, man, we're going to follow this Jesus thing, person. It was awesome. It was amazing. We are not alone. There are people around the country doing this with us. Do you remember when city and campus united and we went to Scarlet Middle School and we cleaned up the woods in the back? We had like over 100 and some people out there cleaning things up, loving our community. You remember that? It was awesome to serve that community. And listen, we also united to clean up things for the elderly, rake leaves and all that kind of stuff. Isn't that amazing? It was fun. We're loving the community like Jesus loved. We got pictures? All right, I'm going to keep going. We have a fantastic relationship with Christian Love Fellowship, do we not? This church of, we have different kinds of ministries. They deal with different problems than we do, and we deal with different problems than they do, and yet we come together, two churches with different racial makeups, but we unite together in the name of Jesus, right? And we've gotten to give away food to those who need it. We got to give away Christmas gifts so that children in our community could have presents in Christmas. And then also, we got the tea coming up. We're going to hang out together. Well, I didn't get invited. But I guess some of you are going to hang out and have tea with them. And you can enjoy the fellowship of loving Jesus. It's amazing. All right, do you remember that our youth went out to Spring Hill? Okay, and they went to Spring Hill, and listen, like, I don't know how many people were, it was like 5,000, I mean, it wasn't 5,000, but it was like, I think it was like 50, how many was it? How many kids? 50, yeah, it was 50, and half of them were people that our youth invited. So our youth were reaching out and bringing people to know Jesus. And I've heard several stories over the last couple months, it's kind of wild, of how that ministry has been influential in other kids' lives from other churches. This is like it's not a secret as much, but this is an amazing ministry that we do. And it's amazing. So thank you for doing that. Let's see, what else do I got? Oh, okay. All right. This might be a little vulnerable. I'm going to ask you to do something vulnerable here. I know people came to Jesus. I know people came to Jesus this year. I know it. And I would like you, we just got done on our Testify series. We're here to worship the Lord. So I would like you to take a step of boldness. And if in the past year you gave your life to Jesus, rededicated your life to Jesus, or made your faith your own in a way you have not done before, I'd invite you to stand up. Yeah, baby. Awesome. Awesome. Church, eternity has been changed. Eternity has been changed, right? And then some folks took the next step, and they got up here, and they got baptized, right? We've had a bunch of people get baptized. It was amazing what folks stepped out to do. It was amazing. We also reopened New Life Kids. I know the pandemic's, I mean, seriously, praise Jesus. Listen, at the beginning of the year, in August, we didn't have a New Life Kids director, and at one point, the elder ministry team were looking like, we don't know where we're going to get one. And so we spent a week, Lord, please help us. And then Ayla showed up, and she's amazing. And there are over 50 campus and city people serving in New Life Kids. Thank you. The next generation is our future. It is. And we need to love and disciple the next generation. Amen? All right. So thank you for serving in that. Also, you know, we've done this. We went on spring break trip, some of us, right, to Destin in South Carolina, right? We went on that. I've been doing this almost 30 years, I'll be honest with you. I know, I don't look that way, but I have been. And the Holy Spirit moved. And I'll tell you this. I was in a group, and these students were reading the Word and being moved and taking steps of obedience. And I came home to my wife. I said, you know, I know the news says all these things, but I'll tell you what, the kingdom of God is moving forward. And there's hope for the next generation because students are stepping out to love and follow Jesus. So Holy Spirit's moving. Remember spring break? Awesome. Praise the Lord for that. All right. What else do I got here? Oh, hey, we gave a lot of money and the building looks amazing, right? So thank you. Listen, it's just a building, but we want to be hospitable. So we've redone it. Thank you for giving. We can invite people here and it doesn't look like a pigsty. So thank you. They come, they can be comfortable, and they can get uncomfortable learning about Jesus, right? That's why we did it. I'm going to be in trouble for saying that. We established a fiduciary board. So thank you, men. There are men and women who are raising families and working, and they're still leading this church. I'll just say we've been doing a couple months, and I just thank Jesus every day for this. It's going to be great. So thank you for doing this. And my last one. Do you know last week was Holy Week? And we were hoping that we would invite people. I've been here for 30 years, and we have never had an Easter service that was bigger than all our other services. Usually kickoff is our biggest. And last Easter was the biggest service of the year. What that tells me is you were inviting and you were coming back to worship Jesus. And I've heard numerous stories of people inviting people and saying, oh, thank you, but I can't come. So thank you for living sent. Praise the Lord. Amen? All right. Listen. Do you not see Satan fall like lightning? Right? It was a remarkable year, but it was remarkable because normal people took steps of faith to follow Jesus and live sent. Right? That's what we're doing. Listen, I want you to do a favor for me. Pull out your phone. Okay? We need some help here. As your elder minister team, we want to know how to shepherd you. We want to know how to shepherd you well. So if you have not filled out our survey, there's going to be a big thing up here. I would like you to take a picture for that. And if you have not filled it out, take a picture of it. Don't do it now. I'm still talking. So take a picture, and you have till today. Oh, I'm in the way. Sorry. Take a picture, and then fill out the survey. We need at least 150 of you to fill this out so we have good data. Listen, this is so that we can shepherd you better, okay? Please do that. Thank you for that. We want next year to be even better, all right? And we'll trust the Holy Spirit for that. Not the survey, but please do it anyway. So they came back rejoicing, and having seen what God had done through them, Jesus had one more thing to say. Nevertheless, verse 20, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Listen, the gospel of Jesus Christ tells us that we are accepted because he died and rose again, and we believe him. Not because of what we do. Not because of our steps of faith. Some of you may have had a bad year. But let me tell you this. There is way more reason to rejoice because your name is written in the book of heaven than all these things I just listed. Amen? So we are going to continue to worship him. We're so thankful for all he's done. But hey, we're going to worship him because we know him. He knows us. And we have the joy and freedom to follow him without fear of rejection. We know where we're going, church, right? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. We thank you for all the things we could be a part of. We thank you that you know us. We're known by you. We know you. And God, we know one day there's going to be one big party in heaven way better than this one. And we look forward to that day. Lord, we thank you that we even stand here clean before you because you died and rose again. And then you're sitting at the right hand of the Father and you've sent your Holy Spirit into our life. Lord, I pray you'd heal, you'd encourage, you'd empower this community. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.